From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. As rockets flew over Gaza this weekend, the UN Security Council called for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, as well as resume direct talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinian envoy Riyad Mansour told reporters at the UN that Palestinians will be watching Israel's response closely.
We understand it to mean to have an immediate ceasefire in place, and to go to the ceasefire that was put in place, negotiated between Hamas and Israel through the brokership of Egypt.
Palestinian health officials say that since Tuesday, 1,000 people have been wounded, more than 145 have died in the violence. In Iraq, at least 29 people were killed in an upscale district of Baghdad. NPR's Laila Fadel reports it is the latest sign of the growing violence and lawlessness in the capital.
At least 20 of the dead were women, Reuters reported. It was unclear who the gunmen were that committed the murders, but people in the neighborhood have accused Shia militias of killing women they accuse of prostitution. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch issued a statement accusing the Shia-dominated security forces of killing 255 Sunni prisoners in five separate massacres between June 9th and June 21st. The statement said the mass killings may be evidence of war crimes or crimes against humanity and called for an investigation. And the governor of Anbar said 5,000 volunteer fighters were being airlifted into Ramadi, where the Iraqi army is battling with Sunni militants from the extremist Islamic State. But soldiers reached by phone said they had seen no reinforcements and that they were under siege. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Erbil.
A cooling-off period is now in place as truckers at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach await an investigation of working conditions by the Los Angeles Harbor Commission. The drivers are alleging unfair labor practices, but they put down their picket signs at the request of Mayor Eric Garcetti. Meanwhile, as NPR's Kirk Sigler tells us, amid ongoing labor uncertainty, retailers are shipping merchandise into the U.S. in record volume.
The National Retail Federation reports that a record 1.5 million containers of import goods are expected to arrive in the U.S. this month. Companies from Walmart to Home Depot are worried about potential disruptions in the supply chain if ongoing labor talks should break down, which could lead to a shutdown on West Coast ports. International Trade Advisor Jock O'Connell says there's an increasing level of anxiety in the industry.
August, September, October are the prime months for moving goods into retail distribution chains for sales during the entire back-to-school to Christmas holiday season.
O'Connell says a full-blown shutdown of the ports is highly unlikely, but shippers have to put contingency plans in place just in case. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is NPR. In central Washington state, the Mills Canyon wildfire has grown to about 34 square miles, but officials say that so far they've been able to protect homes in the area. Another devastating week for Ebola in West Africa. The UN World Health Organization reports 21 deaths between July 6th and 8th, plus 44 new cases. NPR's Ophavia Quist-Arkton reports the lethal virus is now spreading in Liberia and Sierra Leone.
The total number of cases in West Africa's first outbreak of Ebola has jumped to more than 850, with deaths at almost 550. The UN's health agency warns of a surge in Sierra Leone and Liberia, saying the trend in these two countries remains precarious, with high numbers of new cases and deaths being reported. In comparison, only one new case was reported in Guinea, where the outbreak began in February. A regional presidential summit has set up an Ebola solidarity fund for the countries affected. West African leaders pledge to do more to tackle the virus that kills 90% of those infected and for which there is no treatment or vaccine. Ophavia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
1 month before swimming's national championships in Irvine, California, Olympic champions today took to the pool at the University of Georgia for an event called the Bulldog Grand Slam. Michael Phelps, who declared his retirement after the last Olympics, edged fellow Olympian Ryan Lochte on the 100-meter backstroke. He also beat Lochte in a different event last night, the 100-meter butterfly. Phelps is just returning to competitive swimming after taking more than a year off. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.